Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette wins at Providence 78-56. It's all brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin Bank. Our post-game interview with head coach Shaka Smart is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel, the Midwest's best casino. Coach, congratulations, and wow, what a defensive effort.
Yeah, you know, coming off the last game, Homer, 105-104 in overtime at our place, we knew that we were going to have to defend a lot better tonight. And our guys, really from the opening tip, they showed a terrific commitment to all the things that go into getting stops. We got our hands on the basketball, which I think was really disruptive in the first half, 24 deflections in the first half. And then, you know, Providence has a lot of guys that can shoot, but we did a nice job, you know, counteracting that with contesting with their proper hand, making them miss. You know, to force them to 31% from the field is a big accomplishment for us.
Yeah, that's the one thing you want to take on the road, right, is defense, because that can travel with you. Offense is always going to be, I don't know how we're going to feel in a foreign arena. But Stevens kicked you guys off immediately tonight, hit a couple of big shots, and kind of got everybody to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, coming off the last game, he was really motivated to, you know, play with more passion and fire. And I thought he did that. You know, he's a guy that – him and NJ, you know, they're such a good 1-2 punch, you know, in that backcourt. And their confidence that they've gained, both of them together, has a lot to do with one another. And I was really glad to see both of those guys engaged in making each other better tonight.
And then maybe it was just Nigel James had all those important rebounds. The rebounding's been an issue. They're pretty good at it. And yep, the rebounds were even, because how many did he get? Just quicker or yep, wherever the ball was?
Well, you know, he's so athletic, and the quickness, you know, because a lot of times rebounds are not necessarily up there at 12, 15 feet. You know, sometimes they're down low. He can go get the ones that are up high, but he also chases balls down, you know, over by the sideline, the baseline. And, you know, with our team, we have to rebound as a team. We need our guards to rebound. We need everyone to contribute, because we don't have one guy that's going to get 12 to 15.
Of all you did, what pleased you the most?
Just really the biggest thing that pleased me was our guys' spiritual approach, you know, just their connection with each other, willingness to come on the road. You know, we talked for a while in the locker room before the game of what we need from each other. And I thought our guys' connection around what we need and then doing what their teammates asked them to do, that goes a long way, and that allowed us to play well on both ends of the floor.
I got to ask you about Ben Gold. It seemed to me he was doing everything right on the pick-and-roll defense. I mean, he was
good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the right place all the time.
I thought our pick-and-roll defense, we always chart this, I think we were in a 90-something percent in terms of our big being exactly where he needed to be. There was maybe one or two where we were a little bit late, but Caden, Ben, I thought those guys did a really good job giving us quality minutes and making things tough on their guards coming off their ball screen actions.
Tony talks about the confidence of free throw shooting. When you miss them, it can do it.
Yeah.
And you're making them. It was exactly the opposite. 17 of 21, and I think Trey Norman hit his first seven.
Yeah, and they were fouling him on purpose, which was, yeah, was kind of bizarre, weird, yeah, but he made him pay. You're exactly right. It can be so contagious, and we got to build on that and try to keep shooting free throws well like we did tonight going into our next game.
The last game is a challenge. It's UConn at home, but you can't prepare and look any better than what you would have wanted tonight.
Well, I think, you know, we can take some of the lessons from tonight in terms of our guys' connectivity. Obviously, UConn's a different animal in terms of defending them with all their movement and screening actions. But just playing with fight, getting our hands in the basketball, and then with it being our senior day on Saturday, really just throwing everything we have into making it a special day for Ben Gold, Chase Ross, along with Jonah and Casey, a couple of our walk-ons.
So I said it was like a party. What's it like in this season where there's 15 minutes left and you're just, yeah, I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing?
Well, it's a weird feeling when kind of, you know, the other team, you feel like they want to get out of there. But, you know, I think you got to keep playing the right way. That's the biggest key, and it's challenging to do in that moment. But it really, really matters, because these games, they have habit-building, you know, parts of them as well. And I thought our guys, for the most part, did a good job of that.
See you Saturday.
Time for a shake.
Thank you, guys.